This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday, I wasn't too interested in the NBA. The Warriors are up 3-0 in the series. I think they're going to win in five. It was sort of a night off for me in the NBA. Now, tonight, I'm back. We got game five between the Celtics and the Heat, but yesterday was a catch-up on TV and watched some different things. So I was sitting around, and I was waiting for the Real Sports episode to hit that was about Deshaun Watson. So yesterday on HBO Real Sports, it's available on HBO Max if you're curious, they sat down with two of Deshaun Watson's accusers and interviewed them. And they also had an interview with one of the attorneys for Deshaun Watson. I believe that he is currently the biggest story in the National Football League. Right now, you can't even bet on the over-under for the Browns, and they're the only team that falls in this category, is because we are all waiting to see if or when he is suspended. Now, I believe that we will have an answer to this in the next month. His attorney also believes that we'll have an answer to this in the next month, and they think that we'll find out at sometime in June. So after the holiday, after we all get back from vacation, I think we'll find out what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson in the next 2 weeks or so. So the timing of this is pretty important. It's right before we're supposed to find out one way or the other what the fate of Deshaun Watson is for the 2022 season. I want to start by playing one of his accusers, and this is her story of what happened at the massage between her and Deshaun Watson.
He ends up exposing himself, and I hurried up and covered him with the towel, and he said, "Oh, you don't have to worry about the towel." And I said, "Yes, I do."
So then what happened?
He requested that I work on his abdomen. But the moment I went above his navel, he told me he didn't want me to work there. He wanted me to work lower. He just kept directing me to go lower and don't be scared. You can go in there. And I just started really freezing up at this point.
Can you explain that?
Like a wave just took over my body. I felt so hot. I was sweating. It was getting more and more clear that this is not what I signed up for. This is not what I thought the session was going to be. As I'm working, he deliberately grabs himself and put his penis on my hand. And I pulled my hand away instantly, and I started crying. And I told him that I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore.
So that is one of the Deshaun Watson accusers who sat down with HBO yesterday on Real Sports. Deshaun Watson also testified to the grand jury that at the end of this massage, the masseuse was crying. Like all of you, I have no clue what happened with Deshaun Watson and any of these women. I'm simply going off his story, their stories, and the information that has been given to us. But something highly inappropriate happened. I think both parties have almost confirmed that to be the case. Now, I can't speak for all 22 of these. Only two of them spoke yesterday to HBO. And another one sat down with Sports Illustrated and told her account of what happened to Deshaun Watson. But we're not talking about a very simple he said, she said. We're talking about he said, she said, she said, she said, and then we keep going to the 22nd power. It's just hard for me to believe Deshaun Watson's account of these events and that he's never done anything wrong. He's never disrespected any woman. He's never put a woman in this predicament when at the end of the massage, they both testified that she started crying at the end of it. Now, this was not the only person to sit down with HBO and give their account on what happened. They talked to another woman, and they asked her about the contract that he got. Deshaun Watson got $230 million fully guaranteed from the Cleveland Browns. They also structured the contract in such a way that if he is suspended this year, he will face very minimal financial penalty for it. Here is one of the accusers and her thoughts on his contract.
It was sick to me.
Why?
I felt like he's being rewarded for bad behavior.
In a virtual press conference with the Cleveland media, Browns ownership assured the community that they'd thoroughly vetted Watson and the accusations against him.
We put more time, more thought, more effort, talked to more people, did more research on this decision by far than any other decision we've made with the Cleveland Browns.
Did they ever reach out to you?
No, they did not.
No one from the Cleveland Browns called you?
No, they did not.
Now, Cleveland's response to this is their legal team advised them against it. How can you say that you properly vetted the situation if you didn't talk to any of the 22 women? If you didn't talk to the lawyer who represents any of these women? It seems to me impossible to say that you fully investigated this matter and this is the most research that you've ever done in this situation if that wasn't handled and taken care of. Because it was not in your best interest to do a fully thorough investigation on what happened between Deshaun Watson and these women. Deshaun Watson's really good at football. And for a team, a city, a franchise that is desperate to have their football team be good, you would sign Satan himself if he could get you to the Super Bowl. So I'm not surprised in the least bit that Cleveland didn't go above and beyond to really investigate this thing and talk to all the necessary parties and get all the information and get everybody's side of the story before they came to this conclusion. Because Cleveland did what every team in the NFL saw. There was a franchise quarterback that was available who's 27 years old and one of the true difference makers in the league, and that was all the information that they needed. They didn't need to know any other piece of information after that information was known to the rest of us. He's available. We can go get him. Oh, let's go do it. Oh, he wants a new contract? No problem. We'll make that happen. Now, I don't want to just play one side of the story. I want to be fair. I want to be balanced. I want to be neutral on this. One of Deshaun Watson's lawyers, so not his main lawyer, but, you know, she's on the case too. Her name is Leah Graham. She sat down with the fine folks over on HBO's Real Sports, and she was asked a very simple question, the question that I think all of us have. Why should I believe this one person over the 22 other people who are saying something completely different? Think about what Deshaun Watson and his team are asking us to do. They are asking us to believe the one person and his account of all of these instances over 22 independent stories from people that don't know each other. None of these women know each other. They had no prior relationship with each other. These are just women that do massages in the Houston area and are trying to get their small businesses up for the most part. Deshaun Watson wants us to believe his story over these other people's story. Why is that? Well, here's his lawyer. Here's what she had to say.
First, it's 22 women. It's one lawyer. There's only one lawyer who was willing to take these cases. And as we know from Ashley Solis's deposition, Mr. Busby was not the first, probably not even the second or third lawyer that she went to. But he was the only one to take her case. Why? Not because it had merit, but because he would use these cases to increase his social media following and, quite frankly, to get on shows like this one. And when we start looking into how did we get to 22, I think that's a very valid question. And I would argue that the inquiry should be focused on Mr. Busby's conduct, not Deshaun's. Because when you start looking into how we got to 22 cases, he went on social media immediately to create vague statements, vague allegations about behavior that needed to be stopped, and then solicited clients to say, call me. And they did.
That's an interview request I would have declined if I was the Deshaun Watson camp. I just would have let this story be out there. People, for the most part, have already formed their opinion on the conduct of Deshaun Watson. This is not an interview I would have been a part of if I'm his team. I understand that false allegations happen. But I find it hard to believe that, especially the woman whose story we just heard, has the courage to stand in front of the grand jury, has the courage to go on a national television show and tell this story and label Deshaun Watson as her accuser, as the owner of a small business. And the reason they are doing this is for the social media clout. Some of you have small businesses, have run small businesses. This doesn't seem like the move that would grow your business. It seems like the move to me that would kill your business if you're her. I believe her side of the story. I don't believe Deshaun Watson. I think Deshaun Watson's conduct was inappropriate. And I think Deshaun Watson should be suspended by the National Football League for a lengthy amount of time. And I don't know how you can hear the stories of those women yesterday on HBO's Real Sports and come to any other conclusion. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about the on-the-field actions of football players. And Mecole Hardman sat down with the media, and I'm starting to hear a lot of things from Mecole Hardman that would really suggest that he understands how important this season is. I'll tell you what he said next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
A bird's not an animal. What's a bird?
It's a bird.
Yes, it is an animal.
It's not a mammal, is it?
On 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First to breaking news in Kansas City Sports Radio.
We do have some breaking news right now in the National Football League. We'll get to Mecole Hardman here coming up momentarily. But Colin Kaepernick, who last played in the NFL in 2016, is scheduled to work out this week for the Las Vegas Raiders. League sources tell ESPN that is courtesy of Adam Schefter, Colin Kaepernick getting an opportunity to work out with the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, oddly enough, a lot of you have formed your opinion already on Colin Kaepernick in the same way that we were just talking about in our last topic with Deshaun Watson. Obviously, two completely different cases, but I think you understand what I'm trying to say. This seems very straightforward to me. History will look a lot better on the NFL if they let Colin Kaepernick back into the circle. We have enough examples of people who stand up for the things that Colin Kaepernick stood up for and how they are viewed 20, 30, 40 years later to know that the NFL will look much better if they simply wrap their arms around Colin Kaepernick now. I know we'll throw out this, well, he can be a distraction. No, he will not. You want to know how I know? Because wild things happen in the NFL every single week, and you know what happens? Sunday happens, and we move on. This just seems obvious to me. You bring Kaepernick into a situation in which he will clearly be their backup. For 24, 48 hours, it's a big deal. Everybody talks about it, and you know what happens? We move on from it. Americans don't care about things long enough to be fixated on something for more than 48 or 72 hours because the next best thing happens or the next controversy, the next scandal, whatever it is, happens so frequently in the world, especially in the NFL. Roger Goodell, you need to get on the horn and tell one team, just do this. Sign Colin Kaepernick to a backup role and then 10, 15 years from now, when we go back and we look back on it, the NFL can say, we might have made a mistake in the beginning, but we got a chance to right our wrong. We welcome Colin Kaepernick back. We's happy that he gets this opportunity. Kaepernick's never going to start in the NFL again. Hell, if he joins the Raiders, he probably won't play this year unless an injury happens. Just go ahead and do this. It will be the best thing for all parties involved. I don't know why this is so difficult. I hope that Colin Kaepernick makes the team. And once and for all, this conversation can simply go away on both sides. Whether you're pro-Kaepernick, anti-Kaepernick, if he just signs with the team, this conversation will go away. You want to know how I know? Because everything we talk about goes away in 3 days. We will not be talking about the Raiders' backup quarterback in week three. We don't talk about any team's backup quarterback in week three unless they're a first-round pick. We know who their starter is. Sign him. Sign him to a deal. Good luck to Colin Kaepernick. He has a workout this week with the Las Vegas Raiders. Hopefully he signs with the Raiders, and we never have to talk about this again. And 10 years from now, he and Goodell will be standing there as he gets some award. That's how this ends. All right, back to the Chiefs. So, Rob, Mecole Hardman sat down with Adam Teicher of ESPN. And he is going into the final year of his contract. Now, God rest his soul, but Terrence Paylor used to always say, the contract year is undefeated. Well, Mecole Hardman is in that contract year, and the Chiefs don't have a number one wide receiver, and you could argue they don't have a number two wide receiver. They've just got guys right now that are all jockeying and fighting for position, and Mecole Hardman is in a great situation to step up and assume one of those roles. Quote, the opportunity is bigger. It's up to coaches, the coaching staff, to really see how they want to use me this year. It's up to me to be prepared for that. Quote, a once-in-a-generation type player has left the team, so somebody's got to step up and fill a role. I just want to be better than I was last year, get better as an overall receiver, kind of establish my name a little bit more. Catching the ball, running routes, yards after catch, everything I'm trying to improve upon. That's all we want to hear, Mecole. That's all we want. I haven't labeled Mecole Hardman anything. Not a bust. I'm willing to move off of the gadget player role that I have put on him. So let me go back on what I just said. I have called him a gadget player at times. I've called him souped up Tavon Austin at times. But this offseason, with the right work and the right emphasis and attention to detail, Mecole Hardman can be a really strong wide receiver for this team and put himself in a great situation. You have to be crazy to be a wide receiver in today's NFL and see the money that is being thrown around right now and not want to go hard to go get it. They're giving it away. They're not just giving it away to the stars. It's not like only the Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams guys are getting paid. Christian Kirk is getting paid. DJ Chark just got $10 million. That's more than Mecole Hardman has made in his entire career, what DJ Chark just got for this upcoming season. If you're not going to do it for the team, do it for yourself and for the paper. Do it for the money. A once-in-a-generation type player has left the team, so somebody's got to step up and fill a role. That person should be you. That's what everybody on this team should be feeling. If you're Juju Smith-Schuster and you've been playing on one-year contracts for the last two seasons and you're heading into another offseason, man, you know what you could really do? You could really show people that you're healthy. Show people, hey, what really held me back was playing with noodle arm Ben Roethlisberger. Look what happens when you put me in a good situation. Look what happens when you give me a good quarterback. I'm not making any noise. I'm not making any waves. I went out here. I balled out. I had 80 catches. I had 1,100 yards receiving. I had 6 touchdowns. Pay me. Juju, for the last 2 years, has been doing everything in his power to try to go get the bag, has been doing everything to try to go get paid. There's no better opportunity to get paid if you're a wide receiver than the 2022 Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think they have a favorite. I think the ball's going to whoever is open and whoever Patrick Mahomes trusts. And we know there has been some conversation about if Mahomes fully trusts Mecole Hardman. This offseason, it's about getting rid of that. It's about understanding the opportunity that is in front of you. And to his quote, it's up to me to be prepared for it. If you go ball out, there is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That is not an opinion anymore. It's a fact. You can be a 25-year-old wide receiver who has never had a significant injury coming off his career season. Teams are waiting to give you money if that's who you can be this year. So maybe you don't get that money from Kansas City, and maybe you go play for the Philadelphia Eagles next season. But go get the money. Go ball out this season to put yourself up for the major second contract, Rob.
I agree with you, but I'll play devil's advocate just for the sake of this. We heard Andy Reid at the Combine say they found a nice little rhythm for Mecole as jet sweep, you know, guy. They brought in MVS, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Sky Moore, plus him. There's now 4 capable NFL receivers on that roster. Combine that with what you've heard Andy Reid say about finding a rhythm for Mecole. Isn't it possible the Chiefs have already quietly resigned themselves to what Mecole is, and there isn't that step forward? And what we see from him in year 1, 2, and 3 is what we're going to see from him in year 4, and that a year 4 guy whose numbers are extremely MVS-ish, there isn't a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. There's just a nice NFL check. You're the one yesterday who we talked about CEH versus Hardman career years. They're just too many mouths to feed to have one dynamic playmaker. Didn't that affect what he can do this season? There's just too many mouths to feed.
But if we know Mahomes is going to throw it 600 times this year, you're right. There are a lot of mouths to feed. There's not enough room for somebody to have 1,400 yards receiving, but Out of the 4 wide receivers that they have, between MVS, Sky Moore, Mecole Hardman, and Juju Smith-Schuster, 2 of them are going to get 100 targets. Kelsey's going to get 100 targets. 2 other wide receivers are going to get 100 targets. And then everybody else will sort of get in where they fit in. If you get 100 targets, if you're Mecole Hardman this season, you probably have 1,000 yards this season. You probably have 1,000 yards this season. If you're 25 years old and you're coming off a season in which you just had 1,000 yards in today's NFL, you get paid. You get paid. It's really that simple. Somebody's got to catch the ball. It's not just going to be Travis Kelce. Let's just go ahead and let's mark off Travis Kelce for having 1,200 yards this year. We think Mahomes is going to throw for 4,500, 4,800. There's 3,000 other yards that are available. A lot of those yards need to be mine, is what I'd be thinking if I'm Mecole Hardman. I'm going hard this offseason. This is what I've been working for. I've been working to get to this point where I am on the doorstep of the money. So go get it. Somebody in this wide receiver group is going to get it, right? Somebody. We don't know if it's MVS. We don't know if it's Sky Moore. We don't know. Somebody's going to get to the money. I'd be thinking that need to be me then. Because if it ain't me, it's going to be Juju Smith-Schuster. And you know what Juju's not doing? If he comes off a year in which he's healthy, he has 81 catches for 1,100 yards and 6 touchdowns, you're not getting him on a one-year, $4 million deal anymore. I need to get the same deal that MVS just got. I need to get taken care of financially. It's all right there for Mecole Hardman.
Y'all said in that piece, though, that it's on the coaching staff, too. And in my point, Andy Reid said they found a rhythm for him. Maybe they're content giving him his regular targets per year. I don't have them in front of me. But maybe his regular numbers are his regular numbers. And they think they're going to divvy up the Tyreek Hill numbers across a Juju, across an MVS, across a Sky Moore. And he's going to get a little bit of that pie, but it's not like his numbers are doomed to explode. He said it's on the coaching staff. The coaching staff this offseason has said they like Mecole, but they found a rhythm for him. Maybe he just is what he is. Just was like a devil's argument. Yeah, that's the thing. That's what he is.
You all right?
I got caught there. I got caught up in there. Tongue-tied. Advocate. Devil's advocate. I'm like, whoa, that was bad.
I don't know what just happened there.
I had a good point, and I ruined it.
I'm just as confused as you are.
I had a nice point, and I ruined it.
I'm just as confused
it's all my
as
fault.
You, my boy. I'm just as confused.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's take a break. Let's let Rob get some water, do some sit-ups. I don't know what Rob needs to do to get his mind right, to get back for the next segment. Coming up on the other side, I have a toss-up question. There are three running backs looking to make a bounce-back year. Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, and Ezekiel Elliott. If you had to bet on one of them, which would you pick? That's coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to Carrington Harrison.
We're not talking about Kansas on this show.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want to spend the next 10 minutes talking about one of Rob's favorite topics, the running back. I've come up with an exercise, Rob, that I want you to build your perfect running back. I want to really challenge you today in talking about your favorite position on the field. But let's start with this. It's a toss-up question. I'll ask it to everybody, 913-576-7610. Now, I am not the fantasy football player. A lot of you are the fantasy football player. There are three running backs that I would say fall into the bounce back category. all guys who were drafted in round one. You know, Rob hates that. You got Saquon Barkley, who was drafted by the New York Giants. You've got Christian McCaffrey, who Christian McCaffrey signed that shiny new deal with the Carolina Panthers, and his ligaments instantly stopped working. I mean, instantly. It was like the moment the ink dried on the sheet of paper, his body just gave out on him. Good for him for getting that money. And then you got Ezekiel Elliott, who might not even be the best running back on his team anymore. Rob, which of those running backs do you feel most confident about heading into this upcoming season? Is it Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, or Ezekiel Elliott?
I'm going to take Christian McCaffrey, and here's why. First and foremost, I think Zeke is done. His amount of usage, the wear and tear on his body, the type of runner he is, when you combine what we saw at Ohio State early with what we saw in the NFL early, I think the wear and tear has burnt him out. You just don't get to be Jerome Bettis type running back, although I know he's faster, for a long time in the modern NFL. I think his days of being a premier running back are dead and gone. So I don't think he's going to bounce back. I'm going to take McCaffrey over Barkley for this reason. I don't trust the new coaching staff in New York to get the most out of Saquon Barkley. Brian Daboll built an elite offense in Buffalo. He did that on the running and arm strength of Josh Allen with a good tight end, a great receiver, and other good weapons around him. That's how he built the behemoth that is the Buffalo Bills offense. Now, the Buffalo Bills simultaneously had mediocre running back play the entire time. They never had that beast at running back. I don't think Brian Daboll pumps out beasts at running back. So I'm going to say he doesn't properly utilize Saquon. So I'm going to take Christian McCaffrey as my most likely of the three to bounce back in 2022.
I'm going to take Saquon Barkley simply because I trust his body to hold up a little bit more. I mean, Christian McCaffrey, these last two seasons, I mean, he played three games in 2020. He played seven games last year. And you remember, there was a stretch of about 8 weeks where we thought he was coming back, but then he wasn't coming back, and then he would play one game, and then he wouldn't play, and then he would play. It was just, it was a lot surrounding Christian McCaffrey. I think Christian McCaffrey's body is breaking down in the exact same way that you mentioned with Ezekiel Elliott. You got to think about it. Christian McCaffrey's usage in college was not normal. Christian McCaffrey had 3 years where those 3 years, the only running back in the world who probably touched the ball more than him was Derrick Henry. Go back and look at the usage at Stanford, and it was the Christian McCaffrey show. Therese used to always say that running backs only have so many hits in their bodies. You can only take so many bullets. I think Christian McCaffrey's body has taken as many bullets as I think it can. I would bet a little bit more on Saquon Barkley. Barkley had a normal season last year in terms of usage. He just wasn't super productive last year. He got 162 carries last year. He just wasn't very good with the carries that he had. If I had to pick between the two, I'd bet more on Saquon Barkley heading into this season than Christian McCaffrey. Now, I think McCaffrey has the higher ceiling if he's going to be healthy, but we haven't seen Christian McCaffrey healthy since 2019. He played in three games in 2020 and played in seven games last season. Saquon Barkley played in 13 games last year. He just wasn't good in the 13 games that he played. I would bet on Saquon Barkley if I had to pick between the two, though.
The Saquon Barkley pick, I think, is safe. I think the other thing about Saquon Barkley is, when you got Danny Dimes back there, you're going to kind of have to run the football because Danny Dimes ain't making plays. That's one of the reasons I bet on Christian McCaffrey, because Sam Darnold, despite his claims that he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, is wrong. He's not one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, so I'm willing to bet they would have to be more run heavy than the average NFL team. I just don't think that's in Brian Daboll's DNA to do. I think Matt Rhule is doing everything to keep his job, and if that means running Christian McCaffrey into the dirt one more season, he'll do it, and that's why I'm taking McCaffrey.
I look at what's happened to Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, his first 3 years, when you put up against a whole lot of running backs, probably his first four, if you want to give him the 2019 season. Since then, he's just been okay. Like, last season, he was not bad by any means. I mean, he had 237 carries, ran for 1,000 yards, had double-digit touchdowns last year, but he only averaged 50, 8 yards per game last year. He's just okay. Which, there's nothing wrong with having an okay running back. There is something wrong with it when you've paid your running back the amount of money that the Cowboys have paid their running back. Of all these guys, Rob, that we've mentioned, we're not arguing that there's a better running back on the roster than Christian McCaffrey. And I like the Hubbard kid out of Oklahoma State. We're not arguing that same thing with the Giants. I don't know if Ezekiel Elliott is their best option at this position anymore.
No, Zeke's done.
And he's the only one of these two, of these three running backs that their offense isn't centered around them anymore. If you're the Cowboys, I mean, you've made a significant investment in the wide receivers. You've got a really good quarterback. You'd like Ezekiel Elliott to be good. You don't need Ezekiel Elliott to be great for your offense to work. It's impossible for Carolina to make the playoffs if they don't get a good version of Christian McCaffrey. It is impossible for the Giants to exceed expectations if they don't get a good version of Saquon Barkley. The Cowboys could continue to get very average Ezekiel Elliott and still win enough games in that division to make the playoffs. So I actually think he's the least likely of these three to take.
No, I agree. I said earlier, I may have to eat my words, Zeke's done. And by Zeke's done, I don't mean like he can't be a productive 1-2 punch. He can't be a Darrell Williams to a Clyde Edwards-Helaire. But I think when you draft a guy at 5 and give him the contract they got and had the hype and the pedigree coming out of Ohio State, you expect more from him. But I think those days are in the rear view mirror. The days where he would break a tackle, then eventually get dragged down and do the eating cereal thing, those are over. He's now a first or second contact go down guy. Tony Pollard and more can get the job done in Dallas. And I also think, similar to coaching, because coaching really matters in the NFL, Kellen Moore doesn't really like to run the football all that often. He's more pass first too. So Tony Pollard, the better pass catcher, seems like he could elevate to RB1 down there. I just think Zeke's done.
All right, I want to do an exercise with you here, and I really want to challenge your hatred of running backs. I want to create who you think the perfect running back would be. So I have broken down the position, Rob, into 5 different categories. It is speed, strength, hands, vision, and durability. Those are the 5 categories that we are going to rate running backs. I'm sure there's more, but I don't want you telling me who you think the best blocking running back is in the National Football League. That's not why I'm here. I'd rather debate with you the value of having a 7th round compensatory pick. We know how much you value those picks because those picks can always turn into Tom Brady. I'd rather discuss that with you than discuss who you think the best blocking running back is in the National Football League. All right, give me a little bit of music here, Rob. Let's build who you think the perfect running back would be. If you could have the speed of any running back, whose speed would you take to build Rob's perfect running back?
Any speed back in the NFL? Ooh, that's a good question. I will take the speed element. I actually really like Christian McCaffrey's straight line speed. I get a healthy Christian McCaffrey, so I'll take the healthy McCaffrey's speed going straight forward.
All right, we're taking the speed of Christian McCaffrey. We're trying to have Rob build his perfect running back here. All right, whose strength would you create? You get to take the strength of any running back in the National Football League. Let's do this. You can't copy. So you've got to pick a different running back than McCaffrey. McCaffrey is off the board here. Let's do it that way. You can't double up on Christian McCaffrey. Whose strength would you take in building your perfect running back?
I need someone strong to lower the boom. I will take my knee jerk was Mark Ingram. I'm going to stick with my knee jerk. Mark Ingram.
Okay.
Low to the ground. Strong physical runner. I'll take Mark Ingram.
Okay. Mark Ingram. All right, so you've taken the speed of Christian McCaffrey. You have taken the strength of Mark Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
We are creating Rob's perfect running back because you know he loves the position. All right, hands, ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, a dynamic. You've already used Christian McCaffrey, mm-hmm. So you can't use Christian McCaffrey again. You got to take the hands of somebody else. We are creating your perfect running back. Whose hands are we taking?
Aaron Jones from the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Jones is basically a wide receiver. They line up at running back. He's a weapon. He's got elite hands. He might be the best wide receiver on the Packers right now. Aaron Jones is my hands for running back.
All right. Now you have to take the vision of any one of these running backs. You have Christian McCaffrey speed. You have the strength of Mark Ingram, the hands of Aaron Jones. Now you have to take the vision. of any running back in the league. We're creating your perfect RB.
I'll take the vision of Nick Chubb. They run that zone blocking. That's the old Broncos scheme that Kevin Stefanski runs up there. You got to suss out the line, hit the hole, and go. Nick Chubb has been great at it. I will take the vision of one Nick Chubb from the Cleveland Browns.
All right, last one here, durability. You can take the durability of any running back in the National Football League. You seem like you're going to take Dalvin Cook in this scenario, but I don't want to speak for you here. We're creating your perfect running back. You have the speed of McCaffrey, the strength of Mark Ingram, the hands of Aaron Jones, the vision of Nick Chubb. You're taking the durability like who?
Of Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook is steady Eddie, buddy. He's always there. He's always cooking. He's had only one little snafu injury, but he's fought through that. I'll take Dalvin Cook's durability for my perfect running back.
All right, turn the music down.
And that guy wouldn't be a first-round pick still.
I think we've gotten to the bottom of why you hate running backs so much. Because you don't know what you're talking about. You could take the strength of any running back in the league and you leave Derrick Henry off the board?
Yep. Derrick Henry's a stiff arm guy to me. He's not like, I'm thinking those tough third and two, low to the ground yards. Give me Mark Ingram, buddy. Grit and grind for 2 yards.
Who was the best running back in the league last year?
I mean, probably Derrick Henry.
And Jonathan Taylor. He's nowhere on this list.
Nowhere.
We're not taking That's why you don't like the good running backs. We've learned something today.
Is Jonathan Does Jonathan Taylor have one trait that's better than anyone on that list?
How could you take the traits of every running back in the league and you didn't even create the best running back possible? How does this happen? You know what? This was an informative. I see why you hate running backs. You don't like Jonathan Taylor. You don't like Derrick Henry. I see why. It makes sense.
I almost look at the pass catching of Antonio Gibson. I like the way he catches the football.
This makes sense. Someone said, whose balance is he taking for his perfect running back? I don't want to know. We've learned so much here. Text line. Did we not learn something today? I had to just throw this on Rob. I didn't want Rob to prepare for this. I wanted Rob in his natural instincts to build us his running back. Now we see why he doesn't value him. He don't like him. The durability of Dalvin Cook. He's durable?
I mean, all running backs break. That's kind of the nature of the position. Whoever you're going to be like, well, this guy's durable. He broke. They all break.
He breaks as much as all of them.
Yeah, just as breakable as the rest of them.
All right. You know what, Rob? It's your perfect running back. We asked Rob to go through these five categories to create his perfect running back. He took the speed of Christian McCaffrey. He took the strength of Mark Ingram. The hands of Aaron Jones. The vision of Nick Chubb. I actually like that one the best. I like the vision of Nick Chubb the best. And you have the durability of Dalvin Cook, who has never played all 17 or 16 games in an NFL season. The durability.
You like Aaron Jones? Aaron Jones was a good pick. Good hands guy.
It wasn't my favorite one. Oh, but it was a good one, though. That's not my favorite one. The perfect running back. You took the running back and then still said, I still wouldn't draft that player in the first one.
Absolutely not. Running backs in the first round is to waste everyone's time.
Text line 913-576-7610. Rob would have a creative player on Madden that would still be an 86 overall.
That's actually perfect. I would be happy with an 86 overall running back. My offense would still be fine because I would have a 99 at quarterback, the premium position.
Text line 913-576-7610. CDOT, you set Rob up. You led him into answers. How? I didn't lead you in anywhere. Y'all be blaming me for everything on the text line.
Yeah, you guys didn't see it. He held up a big sign that said Ingram. And yeah, I just stared at it.
What are you talking about? All I said was you can't use him twice. And then I made a joke about durability. I did say Dalvin Cook, but I didn't think he was going to take Dalvin Cook. I said that as a joke. I didn't think he'd pick the guy who's never played in all the games.
To be fair, they're all breakable. They all break.
No, they do all break. That's Rob's perfect running back. You know what? This was a great exercise that we had today. It was a great exercise that we had.
Mahomes went 13 seconds on that ass.
I just wanted to play that for you just to make sure that you were listening still. I got to start randomly throwing that in there just to let you know that we're not playing around over here, that this ain't a game over here, that we take this very seriously.
Mahomes went 13 seconds on that ass.
That's my favorite cut now.
It's so universal.
It applies to every situation. Every situation. All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, there is something that I need everybody to be honest about. Now, I know that you guys won't be honest because the text line, you guys are not an honest bunch, but I'm going to be honest. I'll tell you what it is coming up in a little bit. As ridiculous as what Rob just did in his exercise of the perfect running back, Sam Darnold thinks that he could be the best quarterback in the league.
It really starts with really just understanding the offense, understanding the defense, and really going out there with the confidence, knowing that, you know, I can go out and, you know, as long as I know, you know, what we're doing, what the defense is doing, you know, I'm confident that I can be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So, you know, I'm just going to continue to go out there and do that. And, you know, it comes with right now, it's just preparing. It's just understanding the system, really making sure I got it down as much as I can. And that's pretty much where we are right now.
Okay. Good luck, Sam Darnold. Rob, there's no chance the NFL is still trying to make Sam Darnold work, huh? That was last year. We tried it last year. He got traded for a second-round pick after seeing him play for the Jets. He still got traded for a second-round pick. We saw it. It doesn't work. He stinks. Please keep Sam Darnold away from us.
I mean, the NFL never gives up on first-round quarterbacks. They never do.
Okay, I understand giving him a second chance. He doesn't deserve a third chance. Everybody's entitled to a second chance. I'm not giving Sam Darnold a third chance to mess it up. He stinks. Text line 913-576-7610. Hey, C-Dot, can you ask Rob what song he would play at the barbecue with his favorite running back? Oh, we know what song he would play. Oh, we know what song Rob would play at the function.
2, 3, here we go. Don't want to wait till the sun's sinking. We could be feeling all right. I know you know what I'm thinking. Why don't we do a little day drinking?
I love Christian McCaffrey. I don't mean this as a slight. Rob could create his perfect running back, and he picked the speed of a white one. Think about that. Just think about that. Is that not funny? Hey, you can take the speed of any player. Hey, you know what? That one right running back that's really good, I'll take his speed. Sure, he's the fastest one. All right. Good luck. Someone on the text line said Rob created Clyde Edwards-Helaire. All right. Coming up on the other side, there is something that people have been telling a lie about my entire life, and we're going to address it right here. Stick around. It's The Drive.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.